Have you ever been to a psychic? Did you believe what they told you? You can tweet at Petch and Amy 424-1234 to be part of the show.
Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
Kristen.
Kristen, have you been to a psychic?
I have.
What did they tell you? Did you believe it or are you skeptical?
Well, I'm skeptical. I'm a lot like you. I feel the same way. But I can tell you that the one that I went to told me that my brother was pregnant. Well, my brother's girlfriend was pregnant.
Okay.
And I was like, wow. We found out a week later.
Is that something, did they guess your brother's age? Was there any information that you revealed prior to that about your brother, whether it was his age or he was married or something like that?
I didn't even tell him I had brothers.
You found out, when he said that to you, did you tell your brother, oh, went to a psychic and they said that you and your wife are pregnant, you're expecting?
I did. I actually said to the psychic, I'm like, is it too late to warn them? Because they were only dating, not many people want to get pregnant when they're dating.
Yeah.
So I was like, can I warn him? And the psychic was like, I think it's too late. And sure enough, I went to my brothers, because I have two, and I said, the psychic said one of you is pregnant. And they were both like, no. And then like a week later, my brother Corey came to me and was like, yep, Kristen, we're going to have a baby.
Wow.
Do you go back to see that psychic ever, or was one time enough?
It was one time. That was it.
All right, cool. Listen, where are you calling from?
Dover.
Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
Nicole,
have you been to a psychic?
I have not personally been to a psychic, but I know this is going to sound crazy. A friend of mine belongs to a Facebook group of, people who are trying to, develop psychic powers and stuff.
Okay.
And, most of them are, what you were talking about, telling you pretty much what you wanted to hear of things that are about people your own age.
Yeah.
She made a Facebook page specifically for this group, so it doesn't really have any information on it or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Her daughter died because of an accident, a really bad accident, and not a car or anything like that. But she posted a picture of her daughter and asked if anybody had information. And one lady had, crazy amounts of information that you would have never even...
You wouldn't have been able to find on Facebook or...
Not... At one point, she had just lit a cigarette, and just as she lit the cigarette, the lady messaged her and said, Joy says to put that down.
Whoa.
Yes.
That's creepy.
That is very creepy.
I would be so freaked out at that moment.
We were. Because, I was sitting there while she's talking to this woman, and I'm like, oh my God. How did she know that you're... Because she said, put that cigarette down.
I don't know. I think they're playing you.
I'm holding on
to my skepticism on this one. Where are you calling from?
Dover.
Thank you for checking, and have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
It's Kayla.
Kayla, have you been to a psychic?
Oh, yeah, many times.
Do you go to the same one, or do you go see different ones?
I've seen different ones, but there was one. There was a store in Dover called Bellbook and Candle for many years, and I went there, and I had the tarot reading. Oh, my God. Everything that he told me, it came to the T for that year. It was incredible. Even the fact that I was going to go to court, and it was because my son was underage and he got a speeding ticket and I had to go with him to court.
Do you think it's mind over matter that when somebody tells you something, which is why vision boards work, because you're changing your mindset and then you're working towards it and things are going in your favor? Or do you believe that they can really see your future?
It's a combination of both. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Because sometimes with your mind over matter, and the mind is very powerful, it's the law of attraction. Whatever you put out, that's what you get. However, how would I control my son? He's
true.
And then I have to go to court because he's underage and, all this stuff. It's like, wow, what a coincidence.
Yeah, that's...
But, there's an expression in Venezuela that I said, well, I don't believe in witches, but they do fly, don't they?
Yeah. Listen, Kayla, thank you for checking in.
You have a good one. Bye-bye.